The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, how are you on this rather somber afternoon?
It is a very somber afternoon, but it is also a historical afternoon because tonight something quite unprecedented will take place, and that's the first commemoration of International Holocaust Memorial Day in Arabic with representatives from the Gulf States and Israel all participating together with the man who can only be described as a human rights icon, Natan Sharansky. This will be attended also by our new ambassador to the United Arab Emirates, Eitan Naeh, and really it is remarkable. We never thought that this could take place just a year ago. And as we lose our survivors, news coming out yesterday that we lost 900 Holocaust survivors this year in Israel alone to COVID-19. We remember that today, more than ever, it is so important not just to commemorate a day like this, but to bear witness every single day. And most importantly, to teach future generations. One thing I have noticed today, because today is a day that we recognize all victims of the Nazi atrocities, Yom HaShoah, because people have been asking me, what is the difference?
Yes,
and I'll get to that in a second. But what has been interesting to see is the amount of Jewish organizations, Jewish activists taking to social media, those where political posts haven't been censored. I'm talking about you, Facebook, and saying that as much as we commemorate today is about the Nazi atrocities during the Holocaust, we also need to raise the alarm for atrocities such as what is happening in China with the Uyghur Muslim population there. But people have asked me, what is the difference between International Holocaust Memorial Day, which is commemorated in Israel, and Yom HaShoah? So today is a day that was designated by the United Nations, and it coincides with the date of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp. And
Ro, we're getting absolutely nothing this side other than silence. I'm going to ask our producer to please try and get you
every
again.
27th of January is a day to really take time. Keep you on the line.
Ro, we can't keep you on the line.
Can you? Okay.
Are you moving? Are you going to a better spot?
I'm dead still.
Okay, we'll give it a go now. Otherwise, we are going to have to lose it, which is awful because I really want to hear what you're saying. Ro, please rewind 2 minutes because we didn't hear what you were saying about the difference between the 2 days.
The 27th of January is a day designated by the United Nations to commemorate the victims of Nazi atrocities. And of course, the majority of them being Jews. Whereas Yom HaShoah, which is very specific to Israel, is commemorated in conjunction with the date that marks the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. And that date was very, very intentional that, you know, we should transcend victimhood, that, you know, out of the ashes will rise the phoenix that is the Jewish people. So that is the main difference. And Yom HaShoah in Israel is specifically to commemorate Jewish victims of the Holocaust. Jews are different to other communities because we were specifically targeted and marked for death. But today we also remember the Roma and Sinti people and members of the LGBTQI community as well as others who were victims of Nazi atrocity.
Okay, so very importantly, let's move on to American politics because Biden administration is in. How is this going to affect Israel? What is being said in Washington?
Well, it's very interesting. Yesterday, the Biden administration announced their support of a two-state solution and that they will be reinstating ties with the Palestinians. Now, this is not a departure from the previous administration. And I think we have to be very careful careful to make a definition between a change in policy and approach to policy. The Trump administration also supported a two-state solution. And while we don't know what the Biden plans are, it was certainly a different approach that had previously been implemented. And we also have to remember that it was Abbas himself who broke off ties with the Trump administration. Also, and this is concerning for Israel, is the possibility that the PLO offices in Washington may be reopened. This is one where we have raised a concern. And also yesterday, the new Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, being sworn in, and he is somebody who's seen as very, very friendly towards Israel, also a departure from John Kerry, who is now quite infamous for saying that there would never be peace with any Arab states as long as there wasn't peace between Israel and the Palestinians. And he reiterating that before Israel takes any kind of action, or rather America takes any kind of action with regards to the Iranian nuclear agreement, they will consult with Israel.
So on that point, Ro, yesterday I read out a note from an American Jew, sent it to me, about the number of Jews in Biden's cabinet. I mean, it reads like a minion. There are a lot, including Blinken,
well,
I think.
Blinken's stepfather is a Holocaust survivor, so he does have a very emotional tie to Israel. And we also can't forget that Biden himself, very different to Barack Obama, has a decades-long relationship with the Jewish community and with the state of Israel. But yeah, it certainly looks like a minyan. Not only are there many Jews in the new administration, there are many Jews holding positions of very, very high importance, which is encouraging to see. But I think Biden himself has been very conscious to make sure that his new administration is representative of all sectors of American society. He's got representatives from the Muslim community as well, from the trans community, from the Jewish community, people across various communities. So he is trying, at least from what we see, to be more of a unifier than previous administrations. I said previous in the plural, not in the singular.
Ro, and then hugely concerning, and I did see this headline, apparently the chief of staff of the Israel Defense Forces has asked for plans to be readied for Iran. Is that what I think he is saying?
Well, he said quite emphatically yesterday in a conference that any U.S. reentry into any agreement with the Iranians, even if it's an improvement on the previous deal, is not a good thing. And this time, you know, Israel does not want to be caught unawares. And all options are on the table, including military options. And the chief of staff, Aviv Kochavi, will be meeting with the security cabinet later this week to ask for more budget for the military budget to be allocated towards any kind of showdown that might have to take place between Israel and Iran. And we know that on a veritable daily basis, the Iranians try to encroach on Israeli territory, either through their proxies, Hezbollah in the north, Hamas in the south, and various other terror groups, as well as trying to push their way through Syria. So, you know, this time, and we've got our task force already ready to engage with the Biden election, military options are not off the table, and any eventuality has to be prepared for.
Serious stuff. Really very, very serious stuff. Right, and whilst we didn't have the best connection today, we may do, but you're always worth trying for. So here's hoping that tomorrow the line improves. But in any event, thank you so much for your input this afternoon.
Can I exhale yet? Because I'm so scared it's going to mess with the line.
No, you can. No, the beginning was abominable, but we pulled it back. We pulled it back. We came and we finished strong.
See you tomorrow.
Cheers, Rolene. You could hear the relief in that final breath.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.